All right, everybody, I've just been informed that you are muted and you are there. So I'm going to go ahead and go down my list here. I got Brian and Lynette Wolf on this call here. I got a lot of things to cover. So you might want to just grab yourself something to write with in case I say anything worthy of writing down. I want to go over some things that I think you should know before you arrive. Obviously, one of the most important is to bring leads with you, but I am not going to take time on this call to go through the lead sheet with you because I've created a video to do that for you. You should have been sent a link to that video and audio as well. I know some people have trouble opening videos, so we sent the audio link and the video link. If for some reason you did not get that audio or that video, we will be sending it out again, but you can get that at ronlegrand.com, and it is right on the home page, pretty obvious. That's ronlegrand.com. It is pretty important that you listen to that audio or watch the video. By the way, they're the same. You don't need to do both, so that you can prepare yourself to bring property information sheets to this class. On that video, I explain to you where to find these leads at and how to process them, and I clearly made it I made it clear that the blanks have to be filled out, and I went over all the blanks, so it is imperative that you actually take the 20 minutes to watch that video if you want us to do deals for you. Brian and Lynette Wolf, are we going to do deals for them?
Oh, my goodness, are we ever. We are so excited for you to bring in lead sheets. The more lead sheets you bring in, the more money we can help make you. It is phenomenal.
The Wolves. The Wolves are with me at all of our Quick Start boot camps, and we do a very similar thing at the event. People bring in leads, and we make the calls, and we create deals for them, except at the convention, we're putting it on steroids.
Oh, my goodness, are we ever.
Right. So, Lynette, why don't you guys give them a good idea of the value of bringing in these leads, and then I'm going to take over and tell them the rules.
Absolutely. Okay, we actually, like Ron said, just a quick background on us, we have been buying and selling real estate and been in real estate mortgages combined for the past 40 years. We're in Arizona, and we average 6 deals a month, and we've closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions. And Ron, we met you just over 11 years ago. Can you believe it?
Been a long time.
And
best 11 years of your life.
All right, well,
that's
guys, we'll hear more about you there because you are going to be instrumental in helping us conduct this event. But
we started as realtors. Ron opened our eyes on how to do real estate investing. It was a life-changing event when we first saw him. If this is your first time, it's going to be life-changing. Bringing those leads, we'll try to do our best to convert them to money.
Yes,
that's
we
right.
will. And we do that by calling your sellers for you and negotiating the deal, if there is one there, based on the information that is provided on the property information sheet. And when we've called these sellers and we like what we hear and it looks like it's going to be a deal, we do what we can to negotiate it before we even get off the phone. And then we're going to not only set you an appointment to go back home and go to the house, but also help you prepare the contract, whatever that may be, before you leave. And I'm doing a special contracts class, but more important to you is that we are going to have all of our mentors there, not just the Wolves. Jen, how many mentors do we have right now? Jennifer.
We have 6 mentors.
6 mentors. Okay.
Yes,
she's
sir.
Counting. Does that include the Wolves?
That includes the Wolves. Well,
right.
6, 7 if you include the Wolves as 2, Brian, Lynette,
all right.
and Lynette.
So all 7 of them are going to be there. You will meet all 7 of them, and all 7 of them have volunteered to make your calls for you on Thursday while you're sitting there beside them calling your leads and helping you get deals done. So we can't impress upon you strongly enough how important it is that you take the time to call these FSBOs and fill out these sheets before you arrive. You should have gotten the property information sheets by now. If you have not, you can get them at ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O. They're in my purple Control Without Ownership course if you have that. And they're on our Gold Club site as well. So one of those places should be available for you to go get the sheets. And actually, we should have already sent them to you, so you probably have the property information sheets. Again, go back and watch the video and bring them. We'll take 10 leads per person. You, however, can bring more and probably should bring more, because these leads are going to get processed rather quickly with all the staff we have there to do it. And the more you bring, the more good prospects we can probably pull out of the pile and call. However, there is a downside if you want us to work with you on these leads, and that is if you want our virtual assistants to call them for you, they have to be in our possession no later than August the 29th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let me be clear. I want you to go watch the video. Make sure you're clear on how to fill out the property information sheet. Make sure you know what a yes or no answer means, which the video will clearly point out to you. And then send us the yeses. Send us the property information sheets where the seller has said, I will sell for what I owe, or I will lease purchase, or I will owner finance, or I will at least consider some kind of terms. Terms is what's going to make your business sing in the pretty house business. The sellers who will consider terms are the ones we're looking for. Please bring all of your leads with you that you generate between now and then, or any current leads that you may have that you're just not certain about, as long as the blanks are filled in on the leads. We have to have the leads in our possession so that we can call them. We are going to be spending Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the 1st, 2nd, and the 3rd. Our VAs are devoted to calling the leads that you send so that we can set up appointments to have our mentors call your leads on Thursday. Jennifer, you want to explain how that works?
Yes, you have to have your leads in our possession, like Ron said, on August 29th, that is Friday, the Friday before the event. Send us no more than 10, and they have to be yeses. During the event, we are going to have appointments scheduled between you and the seller, and you will be checking in, and we will receive your cell phone number, and then we will notify you of your appointment time with the seller and your mentor to call the home and get the contract and set up an appointment. So all of the appointments will be pre-scheduled and pre-done prior to the event, and everybody will be called that Thursday. We will notify you of your appointment time, both verbally and also via text message, and we'll have a special room set aside so you can have these appointments and do these calls during the event. It's called our deal room.
All right.
The deal closing room, Ron.
The deal closing room.
Yeah.
And Dolores will be managing this process. So you will be checking your, we will have your leads already checked in, and then you will receive your lead and property information sheets when you check out as well prior to the end of the event.
Now, we should point out that you are not required to send your leads for our VAs to call them, by no means. In fact, it wouldn't hurt our feelings if you don't, as long as you bring them, because that's just less load on us. But if you want us to call, we need them. If you want us to make the appointments on Thursday, we do need them. And I'm not telling you we're not going to get some in there that we don't have ahead of time. But believe me, our VAs will not call your leads for you if we don't have them by closing on Friday. Does not mean you can't bring other leads that our VAs haven't called. But that creates a problem, because now somebody's got to call them to set an appointment on Thursday. So if you're a procrastinator and you wait to the last minute, it's likely going to be you calling them to make that appointment based on the time slots that we have available after checking in with our staff. Did I say that right, Jennifer?
Yes,
or should
correct.
Should I just shut up and not said anything, huh?
No, that's correct. That's
all right.
Correct.
Okay, so go watch the video and make sure you know what a lead is. Now, to fax these leads to us, Jennifer, there must be a email address they can send them to, isn't there?
You can send the leads to Tammy at Global, I'm sorry, at Eagle VA. Okay, send it to Tammy at globalpublishinginc.com.
That's Tammy, her. T-A-M-M-Y, at Global Publishing Inc. Do not forget that ink. Everybody wants to get that ink is not, if you don't put the ink in there, it's not our site.
Mm-hmm.
Probably go, I don't know where it goes. Probably goes some porn site or something. I don't know. So, globalpublishinginc.com. All right.
Okay. And there is a fax number, and the number is 888-840-8385.
Say it again.
Again, the fax number is 888-840-8385.
All right.
And there's one other thing, Ron. They must have a yes on the terms of the questions to be considered. So we want to make sure that these are pre-screened leads that we're trying to call and make appointments for. That'll make everything a lot easier, and then these appointments will be...
Yes. All right.
Okay.
And I can tell you, folks, that with the clients that we work with throughout the country, with our virtual assistants calling the FSBO leads, both the ones you send in and the ones that we generate online for you, the percentage of yeses versus the total, that is the total we get on the telephone, the total percentage is in the 40s. So over 40% of the people we actually call say yes to one of those questions that they would consider terms or sell for what they owe. So do not assume that you're going to need a million of these things to get some yeses. You are not. Also, probably pretty important why our VAs should call them as well, just to make sure that we have a clear path and you're getting better prospects rather than time wasters. The problem is, right now, especially during the summer, a full 30% of the total lead pile we call, we can't reach them by telephone. We just can't get them. We chase them three times, we call them, we still can't get them. So that's why we're doing this ahead of time, to try to cut down on the number of no answers that we get. We're still going to get some. I don't care if people give you appointments or not. There's still some of them still aren't going to answer the phone, but we're hoping to reduce that number drastically so that we can have a very, very, very productive Thursday. And we're going to keep track of how many we call and all of that, and we'll discuss that. I'll have three deal structuring sessions during the event, all on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we're going to go over your leads as we generate the deals and just see what kind of a big mess we can make. And Lynette and Brian, we can make a big mess, can't we?
We sure can.
That's our specialty.
I just want to emphasize, Ron, you will feel bad if you don't turn in these lead sheets by the 29th. I mean, we are ecstatic to call your deals. All of us mentors are going to be calling your deals and closing deals. Just at the last event, we just found out we had one student that made $12,000 because they brought in this property lead sheet, Ron. $12,000.
And that's just another, from the last event was 3 weeks ago. So.
Yeah, from 3 weeks ago. Another student made $4,000 because they turned it in. I mean, this is just phenomenal. We are so excited. We love calling your sellers and closing deals and making you money.
Yes.
So you'll feel bad if you don't bring in lead sheets.
And we're going to have mentors available there for you folks. So if you want a one-on-one mentor, you're going to get a chance to meet them all. So if you want somebody to follow up with you these leads after you get them generated, all you got to do is say so. They're from all over the country. And you get to meet them, you get to quiz them, you'll get to find out what their business is like, and you'll find out that all of our mentors have a successful business of their own, or frankly, I wouldn't have personally chose them. A little bit about what we're going to do at this event now, because I'm off of the leads right now. Now let's talk about the event. You should know that we start at 7 o'clock sharply on Wednesday. That would be September the 3rd. Wednesday at 7 o'clock is when we start. Not when we start registering, that's when we start the event. And I'm kind of a stickler for starting on time. So get there earlier and get registered. Jennifer, what time does registration start? You guys need to know that we're going to give a $5,000 cash prize away on Wednesday night. Wednesday night, the very first night. Now, you will go from about 7 to about 9:30 or so on Wednesday night with a show. Our James Rogers will be our opening show, but we're going to, about 7:30, we're going to award that $5,000 prize. Wouldn't that be cool? You go to a convention and go away with $5,000 cash. That'd be cool.
Ron, you know who did it last year? $5,000 was Lou.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember Lou?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Just the right person to win.
Jennifer,
okay,
did you
Ron,
get...
registration is going to be Wednesday, September 3rd from 3 to 7 p.m. in the front of the Atlantis boardroom.
Okay.
That's again at September 3rd from 3 to 7 p.m. in front of the Atlantis boardroom.
All right.
And then you must register to receive a ticket for the $5,000 cash drawing, and the opening ceremonies are going to begin promptly at 7 o'clock.
All right, correct. And we might have a few folks listening that are not VIP registrants. Mm-hmm. In case you don't know what that means, you might want to check. Just check when you check in, because if you're not a VIP guest, then you will not be eligible for the $5,000 drawing. You will be eligible for the rest of them, but just ask when you check in. And frankly, you will know immediately if you check in, if you are VIP. Note that all of our sessions will start at 8 a.m. in the morning, starting with Thursday morning, and the doors will be open about 7:15 each morning. So we're going to be going from early to late. In fact, some of our sessions go all the way up to 9:30 at night. So don't plan any evening events on any of these nights, Wednesday all the way through Saturday. Sunday we will be done at 4 o'clock, so you can plan accordingly there. I will close the session on Sunday for all those hanging around for the bonus day, the Millionaire Day, which I strongly suggest that you consider. If not now, when you check in, make sure you hang around for that Sunday. It could be probably one of the most important days of your career. The whole day is millionaires telling you what they're doing with their business and how they're running it. You'll see the differences, the similarities, and you'll be able to quiz them all as a team and as individually. So I think it's going to be a pretty exciting day. And on Saturday, please don't forget that if you have children between 10 and 21, and I know they got to go to school, but if you can get them there on Saturday, incidentally, they don't have to come to the whole event. If you can just get them there on Saturday, and what the heck, it might be worth missing a day or two of school to bring them there, because that day is going to be packed with things that we think your children ought to hear, nothing that'll bother you. We're not going to turn them into Democrats or anything like that, but on Saturday we're going to be teaching them. In fact, Jennifer, you play a good role in teaching that on Saturday. What's your plan for the kids on Saturday for your portion?
Well, I'm gonna teach a session on being fiscally responsible, and our whole session for the Yes Day is Young Entrepreneurs. So it's focused about teaching them strategies to start their own simple businesses. So I'm going to go in and elaborate on the structure of a business, everything that they need to run a small business as far as merchant accounts and what you do and you don't need to do, and setting up a bank account, and just going over something. It's funny because this younger generation, they don't even know how to balance a checking account. I'm going to go into some small businesses that they can start, and go over how to create startup capital for a business from nothing.
And simple stuff, basic stuff,
simple,
not complicated
stuff. Very
basic.
Stuff. Yeah. Very basic stuff.
Yeah, and it's true. Kids today will probably never write a check, but they still are going to have bank accounts. They better be able to figure out what's in them, right?
Yes.
And they need to know that money does not come from Santa Claus. And it doesn't just magically appear, and that when you put something on a credit card, somebody actually has to pay that bill, things like that that our kids really don't know today. My brother's going to take a session in there and teach business and personal ethics, and he's perfectly qualified, being a 45-year Baptist minister and teacher and coach. I'm also going to come in there and do a session on my pet peeves for teenagers. And good news for you is we're going to record it all, and the parents will all get a copy of the recording. So you still got time to get your kids in there, 10 to 21 years old, and it's no charge. Just got to let us know that they're coming so we can prepare. Now, testimonial video contest is not too late. If we have testimonial videos now. We will play them all at one time, I believe on Thursday. And the audience is going to vote on the winner. They're short videos. They're about 1.5 minute videos. And we got some pretty cool ones, too. The audience votes, and the winner gets a $1,000 prize. And the second place gets $500. Third place gets $250. You can still submit your video. Look, today it's no big deal. Take out your cell phone, put it on video, shoot a video, and email it to us. Send it to, in fact, you can go to ronlegrand.com/submit testimonials and put it there. And if you don't do that, just email it. Email it to Dolores. Email it to one of us. We'll get it to the right place. A minute and a half testimonial video, and get it to us. I mean, gosh, you're filming, you're doing these same films all the time anyway. You might as well do one that counts and might even make some money at it. And besides, you'll feel good about what you did when you did it. And we'll take the top 10 and we'll play them, and then it's just like American Idol. You guys are going to vote for the winner. That's ronlegrand.com/submit testimonials, or just punch email and email it to someone here at the office. By the way, all entries, if we feel they're a legitimate entry, are entitled to one night's hotel stay and reimbursement. So we'll reimburse you for a valid testimonial entry. We're not going to reimburse you for some crap video that you did just to get the night, so beware. It does have to have some merit for us to do it. All right, it's my birthday. We're going to have a birthday party on the Thursday night. First, we have a banquet and a roast. I'm going to get roasted.
Oh, my goodness. We cannot wait for that, Ron.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm really looking forward to that. And then after, and we're graduating several masters that night as well. And then after that, we're going to adjourn and go across the hall and have a networking party with birthday cake and ice cream and so forth to celebrate. And we're going to celebrate all birthdays during that week. So if your birthday is from September the 3rd through September the 6th, 7th, let us know. And we'll make sure that, hey, we celebrate your birthday as well.
No, that's Ryan's birthday is August 30th.
That's too late. Tough.
He's just missed it.
Tish's birthday is September the 1st. Why do I tell her the same thing? I don't know. We might feel sorry for you and let you in, guys. All right. Charity auction, guys. We're trying to raise money for the Fisher House. So please think hard. Ask yourself, what have I got that I could donate to this auction to raise money for the Fisher House? And I've often used the example of maybe you have a timeshare you're not using for the next year, or maybe you have some vacation rental spot or something. Maybe you own a vacation rental house. And, of course, if you do, that's easy to give away some of your off weeks there. I don't know what it is. Make sure it's something that people would actually want. I'm not really interested in $10 items. I'd say we ought to put a minimum on it of a $100 item or more. But, honestly, that's the value. That's not necessarily what you'd have in it. So rack your brain. I'm not telling you have to bring stuff, but if you got something that you think would be great to throw in that auction, please let us know. Our trade show now, we love the layout of this hotel. We're at the Embassy Suites, and our trade show is going to be spread out throughout the hallways right outside the main meeting room. So that's kind of cool, easy access for you. And man, we're going to have a lot of activities in the trade show. We're going to be the vendors are going to be having constant drawings. They're going to give away cash and prizes of all shapes and sizes, a lot of free stuff. I don't know. It's just we probably have 20, 25 booths there, and I'm telling you, everybody there has a product or a service of value to you. In addition to that, we're going to have our own store there with all kinds of cool stuff that we've ordered just for the event. No, Jennifer, I'm not going to tell them. I think I'm going to keep it a secret. We got some really cool stuff there, though, some shirts and some hats and some neat things that we've never had before. But, in fact, we've had multiple meetings just to figure out what kind of stuff to bring you guys for your trade show. And, incidentally, before I forget it, this is a place where you can use your Gold Club points. If you are a Gold Club member, please make yourself a note so you don't forget it, but you can apply your Gold Club points to stuff that's in the trade show, stuff that's offered to you in the way of educational material. In fact, all the way up to 50% of the total value can be used in Gold Club points. And that's pretty important to you if you have Gold Club points, because all of my courses will be discounted in the store. We're offering a 35% off of all my courses, and gosh, you can use your Gold Club points on top of that. So that's a great opportunity for you to use those points on something that you want. If your hotel is not booked, well, it's too late to get in the Embassy Suites. And honestly, I hope it's not too late to get in the Hampton Inn next door. And let me give you that phone number right now. They've agreed to give us a $99 rate, and you also get a free breakfast. So last time I checked, Jennifer, do you know if there's any rooms left in the Hampton Inn? I don't know.
We're currently in the process of verifying that. We called this morning. So,
okay.
I believe there are rooms as far as I know. We haven't been notified different.
All right.
But
very few. Write down this phone number, folks, if you don't have a room yet. It's 407-396-8700. That's 407-396-8700. That's the Hampton Inn next door, which is a pretty cool place to stay, actually. If you can't get a hotel there, let us know, because we have a third one that we're working with now to try to open up some rooms for, because we will fill up the Hampton as well. So if you're coming, I strongly suggest you stay in the hotel. If you're within driving distance, Look, this is where the action is. This is where you want to be. Stay there. Take it easy. Don't try to drive back and forth to home if you're within short driving distance. Give us 4 or 5 days peacefully so you don't have home things to deal with, business things to deal with. Come to this event with an open mind and with an open calendar, meaning try to get all the stuff done that needs to get done before you come. The last thing you should be doing is spending these days with us in this one-of-a-kind event and worrying about stuff that's going on back home and trying to conduct business while you're gone. I mean, look, I know we all have cell phones, we all have emails, we all have text, and I'm not telling you you're not going to communicate with back home, but try to get anything that will bother you done before you leave. If you have real estate closings, well, first of all, they can be done without you. They certainly are for me. In fact, I closed one yesterday, and I'll be closing one, in fact, this afternoon. So I'm not going to be there. Maybe you should probably practice that same mindset. But even if you have to be there, put it off. It'll wait. Or get it done before you come. We still got a couple of weeks before this thing starts. Schedule stuff around it. Don't allow anything to be scheduled during it, and then you won't have to worry about it while you're there. You are in control of what you do and when you do it. Nobody else can or should be telling you when and what you have to do. Make them work on your schedule and come to this event open-mindedly, ready to have a lot of fun, and ready to learn a whole lot of new things and meet a whole lot of new people. All right. Jennifer, do you have anything to add to this?
I do not.
Okay. And how about you, Brian, Lynette?
Yes, Ron, this is absolutely been, this event is going to be a life-changing event. When we met you 11 years ago, you have changed our life forever, and we love you for that. I can't emphasize enough for everybody to make it to this summit. It will be a life-changing event for everybody who attends. Isn't that right, Brian?
Like Ron said, if you bring in the right attitude, you focus on this, there's so much available there. This is a life-changer, a game-changer. Guys, I do want to mention that I'm also going to do a speech on fear for 90 minutes, and fear is one of the things that's holding you back, like a lot of us. We're going to motivate you. We're going to get you deals if we can, if you bring them in. We're going to do everything in our power to make you successful, and this is where it starts for a lot of you.
Ron, one more thing. This is Jennifer. I just confirmed we do have just 6 rooms left at the Hampton Inn.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we will be sending out information for other hotels with room blocks we're working on. So we have 2 hotels that we're working with right now, the Crib Royal and Holiday Inn Express.
All right.
So we'll send out information.
All right. And, folks, you do not have to bring anything with you. But, of course, you're going to bring your cell phones. For most of the event, you can take pictures of the screens. You don't need to be toting a lot of stuff along. Just come with something to write with. We'll even provide you with something to write on. And you get a check-in bag when you check in. In fact, we're going to give you $2,000 worth of gift certificates when you walk in the front door. In case you have forgotten or did not know up to now, we're also giving you our course called Big Money in Big Chunks that I just taped here about a month ago. It's in production right now, and we'll have the physical version of that available to all VIP attendees, one per entity, and as you check in. So, wow, great deal for you. And Jennifer promised me that our meal in our banquet night will be outstanding. Right, Jennifer?
It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I think that's enough for now. If you guys got any questions, get them into us. We appreciate you taking the time to tune into the call. Please go listen to that video or that audio that we did on filling out those property information sheets. Do not put it off to the last minute. Start immediately. Push through your fear. Make those calls. Fill in those blanks and get them to us. And do not wait till the 29th to turn them in. You can turn them in any time between now and the 29th, but please make sure that we know they are for the summit. You put a little note on them. This is a lead for the summit, and you do not have to send them in all at one time, but honestly, it would be easier on us if you just sent one batch at a time instead of piecemealing them out so that we can make sure that we are put them all in the right place. And make darn sure your name is in the upper left-hand corner on that sheet. If you send us a lead and we don't know who it belongs to, we're going to have a little problem there. So get them in here as fast as you can, and let us do our part, and I'll sick the wolves on them, and if I put the wolves on them, you're going to have a deal. Right, Lynette?
That's right.
All right. All right. Well, that's it for now, guys. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And thank you guys for helping us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Can't wait to see you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.